Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Job isn't finished. In Job 9, he talks about God, but in chapter 10, he talks to God. He first declares he is justified in complaining, verse 1. Quote, "I will say to God, do not condemn me. Show me why you contend with me." Verse 2. To condemn means to declare wrong. Job doesn't think he's perfect, but he also doesn't think whatever wrong he's done deserves the horrors he's passing through. To contend means to wrestle with, and Job is in the match of his life. Here are some of his moves. First, in bringing these calamities on Job, God seems to be despising his own creation. Is that a good thing? In addition, God seems to be taking advice from, quote, the wicked, verse 3. That surely isn't a good thing. And Job doesn't even know that, quote, the wicked is no one less than the devil himself. Job notes the contest is lopsided in the extreme. Is he wrestling with a man whose eyes can only see so far? A man whose searchings are limited by mortal life? No. God can probe his inner recesses and has eternity on his side. Verses 4 to 6. In fact, Job's efforts were doomed from the start. Quote, "There is no one who can deliver from your hand." Verse 7. In verses 8 to 12, he returns to the situation where God seems to be damaging his creation. Quote, "Your hands have made me, yet you would destroy me?" Verse 8. "He turned dust into clay to mold me. Now he's smashing me back into dust." Verse 9. "I feel like spilled milk and curdled cheese, separated and soured." Verse 10. "Clothed," quote, "with skin and knit together." Verse 11. "Your masterpiece is now a mess." True, quote, "You have granted me life and favor, and your care has preserved my spirit." Verse 12. "But now, what's going on?" In the end, Job, and we, do well to follow the axiom, when you cannot trace God's hand, we must keep on trusting his heart.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.